Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hello, I'm Michelle Baltazar, Editor-in-Chief at Friends with Money. Thank you for joining us. New research from Aware Super reveals that almost every Australian parent and grandparent that wanting to help younger family members buy a first home could be putting their own retirement at risk by acting without a plan. So here's the research. Majority of parents, we're talking 98%, and grandparents, 96%, are open to providing financial support to help a younger family member buy their first home. So let's talk about that, as well as provide information on some of the government schemes designed to support first home buyers. Today, we're joined by Kate Rolfe, who is the Retirement Experience Lead at Aware Super, to share her insights. Thanks for joining us, Kate.
It's great to be here, Michelle.
So let's talk first about how many people are helping their family members financially, particularly owning a home. So I've already said 9 in 10, but let's unpack that.
Yeah, so our research found that there was about 1 in 3 parents and grandparents that have already helped fund that first home purchase. And the most common type of help, and it's given in different ways, but the most common type was gifting cash for a home. But that was about half of the people who decided to help their child or their grandchild. And then gifting cash to reduce the size of the mortgage, and that was about 29% of people. And then finally, loaning cash for a home deposit at no or low interest is another really common way to help a child or grandchild. And that's at about 28%. But one of the things we're, you know, to consider with this, as much of this support is happening informally without the full consideration of those tax consequences, by asking what the impact on retirement savings are, the pension eligibility, or how to support the children in an equal way. So those are some of the things that we're seeing at the moment.
I feel like because of the emotional aspect of trying to help, tax just doesn't come in naturally as part of that conversation. So tell us, I've mentioned earlier that people don't really talk about the impact on retirement. Let's talk about what are the outcomes of helping the 28% that help with the deposit.
Yeah, so the support can be really life-changing. You know, they enter the housing market sooner than they would have otherwise, and that can provide a better sense of future for the recipients with an established place to live for the long term. But for the person giving that support, it can also be deeply rewarding. However, it's the support is happening informally without the full consideration of those tax consequences. And none of these reasons are not to help, but they're reasons to get really good advice before you act. So, I mean, some of the impacts of those outcomes could be that any withdrawal is going to have an impact on a person's overall retirement plan. So it's really important to understand how much money you've got, how much you need, and what the impacts of that gifting will be in the future. So we've got a Aware Super Retirement Planner, which is a digital tool that enables Australians to see the impacts of what that withdrawing that extra amount of super would have on their longer financial plan. And that can also help members get the right footing for themselves before they consider helping a member. You know, Michelle, one of the other things that may not be thought of immediately is the impact on Centrelink benefits, such as the age pension. And I know someone who has definitely affected. So gifting money to others can affect your entitlements, even when it's a gift to one of your children or grandchildren. For my friend, it was they're at age pension eligibility age and they had gifted some money for a property and now they can't get access to the age pension for at least 5 years. So that's something that is really important to understand before you actually give the money. I think in the heat of the moment, a lot of people really just want to help. And what we're finding is that, you know, that people are wanting to help and stepping in quite quickly without looking at that sort of longer term considerations. And we just want people to feel really good about the support that they're going to provide and make sure that it's not going to impact their financial plan as well for their retirement.
And you do trip over these things. It's not like information about Centrelink benefits is you can Google it and that it's perfect for your personal situation, for example. So you've talked about possibly the significant tax implications, the Centrelink implications, and definitely 5 years is a long time to be waiting. So now let's talk about the research. I believe more than half of the survey respondents who've done a study on this were unsure about the tax implications. So what should people do about that? What should Superfund members do about that?
Well, I think it's really important from a tax perspective to just really just get some good advice before they actually hand over the money. And some of the considerations is to really think through how they're going to gift as well. So are they going to provide it in an ongoing basis? So, you know, contribute to the monthly repayments. And then if people are taking that out of super, perhaps, you know, thinking about how that's actually structured. So would you be taking it for from your retirement income account that pays you on a fortnightly or monthly basis ongoing, and those are set up as tax-free accounts? Are you taking it out as a lump sum? So it's just really important to just get good advice to make sure that you're making some smart decisions about how you're providing that particular cash gift or ongoing contribution to your family member. And yet we're also encouraging people to sort of look at that impact, because there might be some alternative ways in which you could, you know, provide support to your child or your grandchild through the first home buyer super saver scheme. First home super saver scheme. So we're also encouraging people to have a look at that as an option. It's got very low awareness. So in our research, only 26% of respondents were familiar with the initiative and how it works in any meaningful way. So the First Home Super Saver Scheme allows eligible first home buyers to make voluntary super contributions and later withdraw them toward a deposit. And because those contributions are taxed at the concessional super rate of 15%, rather than their marginal rate, it can be a tax-effective way to save faster. So the challenge is that our research found that only 26% of the people are familiar with the scheme, compared with 54% for the first homeowner grant. So that gap tells us there's some work to do, and helping families understand what's available to them is something that we're committed to at Aware Super. So it's just another alternative, and particularly if you've got time, a bit more time on your side, and with all these things, the more time you have to plan on how you're going to gift that, the better.
Yes, we will definitely add a link to our First Home Saver Scheme articles in the show notes, just for people who aren't aware of it. Because if your study shows that only, you know, 1 in 4 Aussies know about it, I'm pretty sure we would have podcast listeners who are going, maybe I should have a look at that as well. I want to go back to what you've said earlier about what part of your, let's say, your Superfund account you should get the money from, when you were talking about the monthly repayments, mm-hmm. or should you do a lump sum? So can we just do this very slowly for our listeners who are new to this idea of decumulation and super? So should you take a lump sum or do you do a drawdown? Explain that to us.
So your superannuation is, I guess, preserved really until you meet what we call is a condition of release. So for example, everyone who turns 65 can access their super with no conditions. So at that stage, when you're 65, you know, it falls into that sort of bucket of, you know, tax-free, and you can take a lump sum, et cetera. Mm-hmm. When you're 60 and you meet a condition of release, you may be able to open up a retirement income account. So if you decide to retire earlier, or if you've left your full-time work, you can open up a retirement income account at 60, and that enables you to get paid on a fortnightly or monthly basis. And some people may decide that And it depends also on what your child or your grandchild needs, that an ongoing contribution, perhaps to their saving for a deposit or an ongoing contribution to their mortgage, might be a better way to go for them. It really depends mm-hmm. on your personal situation and also what your child or your grandchild needs. And this is where it's important to sort of talk to somebody to work out the best way to go is. So, but some people might find that, you know, $50 a month is better than for them rather than pulling out, you know, a large sum of money.
Mm-hmm.
That way you're keeping your money invested and you're contributing along the way. So there are a couple of different options. You could take it out as a lump sum, or you could do it as an ongoing payment, for example. And then others have a structuring sort of loan, you know, loan repayments at low or no interest. So that's another thing to also consider. That might be an option, and you could still use your super funds for that, or funds that you have sitting in a bank account. It doesn't matter.
Finally, Kate, if one of our listeners is thinking, yes, I would like to help my grandchild, or I want to help my, you know, my niece, where do they start? Where do they start this decision?
Yeah, it's a great question, Michelle. I think it's really about starting with an honest conversation with them about what you can genuinely afford to offer, and whether that's a gift, a loan, or something else. I think it is useful to, you know, use a calculator like our Aware Super's retirement planner to sort of look at what that impact of that cash lump sum would be on your retirement, overall retirement income and your retirement outcomes. And if it's looking like it's impacting on your, you know, level of comfort in retirement and your ability to pay the bills, then something like the First Home Super Saver might be something else to kind of have a look at over a longer period of time.
That could be an option first, yes.
Yeah, exactly. And then seeking the advice before any money changes hands, and particularly around how it's structured, like is it a loan, is it a gift? And then, you know, our research tells us that uncertainty, not unwillingness, is what holds most families back. And so that can be concerns around tax or fair distribution of wealth to your children. So this is a you know, a real thing. Like, because one child asked for it, does that mean, you know, how does that work across all of my children or all of my right. grandchildren? So that issue of equity, it's not just one person who may be the recipient. They may, is all of my grandchildren going to expect, you know, and want me to fund some of their home? So that's something to definitely consider before you make any payments. And, you know, these are legitimate concerns that financial advice can definitely address. You know, we helping your family to a home is one of the most meaningful things you can do in Australia. You know, it's a very emotional attachment around that sort of home as financial security and so forth. So we just want Australians to be able to do it with confidence and without putting their own retirement at risk. So we think that that's, you know, a really good place to start.
I couldn't agree more. I think this idea of just making sure, to me, it strikes me as just making sure you have a checklist, you do the paperwork. And definitely, I'm still thinking about the fact that there could be a five-year wait on your Centrelink benefits. It could impact your benefits simply because you didn't think of it beforehand. So, Kate, once again, thank you for joining us. This has been really helpful.
Thanks for having me, Michelle. It's a lot of fun.
Once again, thank you for joining us. I'm Michelle Baltasar with Friends with Money. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.